welcome to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is Adrian Tuttenham, and I'm going to be your guide for the next few weeks as we ramble through a miscellany of sounds from the forgotten past. When the vinyl record became popular in the 1950s, millions of older records were consigned to the junk shop, and with them went three whole generations of music. I'm going to trawl through those piles of old records and find out what sort of music was available before vinyl swept it away. Let's get off to a flying start with an entertaining number played by the Continental Novelty Orchestra. It's called Püppchen Two-Step Intermezzo. Two-step intermezzo by Gilbert, played by the Continental Novelty Orchestra. One of the most popular types of record, which turned up in almost overwhelming quantities before the First World War, was the brass band. It was popular for two very good reasons. Firstly, brass bands themselves were very popular in towns and villages across the country, and secondly, it was popular with the recording companies because brass instruments sounded good through the horns fitted to recording machines and gramophones. Brass bands are still very popular, even today, for both their musical and their social aspects. But the days when every factory, coal mine and village could boast one have long gone. Just once in a while, brass band music still finds its way into pop music. The Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Band had a hit in 1976 with a pop single of the Floral Dance. A year later, another record, which went to the top of the charts, also included a brass band, but you might not have noticed it. Remember this?
And he painted matchstock men and matchstock cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clocks. Now he is Matchstock Men and Matchstock Cats and Dogs.
Matchstock Men and Matchstock Cats and Dogs, the song about the painter Lowry by Brian Burke and Michael Coleman. If you've ever listened carefully to the beginning of the record, you may have been as intrigued as I was to hear a piece of music played by a brass band. For years I wondered what it was, until one day I came across a copy of it in a junk shop. Here's the beginning of Matchstock Men, followed by Wingate's Temperance Prize Band, recorded in 1916, playing Punchinello March. Punchinello March, by one of the most famous composers and arrangers of brass band music, W. Rimmer, recorded by Wingate's Temperance Prize Band in 1916. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. As well as what we think of as traditional brass band music, brass bands played another type of music before dance bands became all the rage in the 1920s. They played the popular music for dancing. Military bands abounded, so did local works bands, so it wasn't difficult to persuade one to turn up and provide a selection of the latest pops for a social gathering. In May 1919, the Foxtrot was just beginning to make its appearance, and the dance band hadn't quite become established, so Foxtrots were played by military bands. Here's one with echoes of the recent war about it. It's called Baby Tank Foxtrot. Thank you. was Baby Tank Foxtrot, played in 1919 by the Black Diamonds Band, a studio group put together for Xonophone Recordings. You're listening to Life Before Vinyl on Resonance 104.4 FM. A fruitful source of good music was the Edwardian Theatre. Many tunes from that era are still with us, but sadly they are greatly outnumbered by those, equally good, which have become completely forgotten. One semi-classical piece which occasionally gets revived is the Doge's March from the Merchant of Venice suite by Ross. Frederick Ross was born in 1867. After a musical education which took him across Europe, he settled down in the theatres of London and, at different times, held the post of musical director in several of them. In 1905, while still in his 30s, he wrote a suite of music for a production of The Merchant of Venice at the Garrick Theatre, the march from which went on to become an orchestral classic. I might play the Doge's March another time, but I thought it would be rather nice to hear some of the lesser-known tunes from that suite. Here is the London Palladium Orchestra, recorded on about the 7th of December 1938 in the Kingsway Hall, playing Prelude No. 1, Portia Intermezzo, and The Oriental March from Ross's Merchant of Venice suite.
Thank you.
part of the Merchant of Venice Suite by Frederick Ross, played by the London Palladium Orchestra in December 1938. The Kingsway Hall has lovely acoustics, and what a brilliant recording that was. The electrical system used to make that record was developed by Alan Blumlein for the Columbia Company, who held a considerable technical lead over their rivals during the whole period between the two world wars. Columbia's quality occasionally slipped, and the next record contains an example of a technical faux pas sold on their cheap label, Regal. The gears which drove the recording turntable along rails to ensure that the recording was made in an even spiral were obviously badly worn or misadjusted. Partway through this next recording, you can hear them clocketing away in the background, accompanied by occasional thumps and bumps from the mechanism. This is the last record for today, so this is Adrian Tuddenham on Resonance 104.4 FM, looking forward to having your company again next week for another trawl through the junk piles, searching for clues about life before vinyl, and leaving you with Alexander Prince playing Catch Me If You Can. Thank you.